The makers of Flashman Geest present I Love a Mystery. Here's why many people are nervous, run down, get severe colds, have poor appetite, suffer from digestive troubles. They're not getting enough vitamins. You should know there's now a more effective way to get extra vitamins. It's to eat the new Flashman's High Vitamin Yeast. This fresh yeast can help the body make fuller use of vitamins in the food by acting to tone up slow digestion. Just look at the label and see what a bargain in vitamins this new yeast is. 2 cakes a day give you 6,200 units of A, the resistance-building vitamin, 800 units of D, the bone vitamin, and liberal quantities of B and G, the vitamins so important for steady nerves, good appetite, and full energy. Begin tomorrow. Eat 2 cakes a day of Flashman's new high-vitamin yeast. Eat 1 cake a half hour before breakfast or lunch, the other cake a half hour before supper. See if soon you don't feel more energetic and if you don't have an easier time with nasty colds. A new Carlton Morse adventure thriller. Nine 9:00 in the morning finds the three soldiers of adventure, Jack Packard, Doc Long, and Reggie York, in the Roxy City Jail. Roxy is a coast town of 5,000, at one time notorious as a liquor smuggling center, but for several years now has been out of the public eye. The three men had set out from San Francisco last night, hard-pressed by the police, heading for Sacramento, but had got off the highway and headed toward the coast. Within half an hour of Roxy, they had a flat tire. And then was when things began to pop. First, a girl came along the highway, followed by a man. Near them, the man shot at the girl. The girl, unhurt, fainted. And young Reggie, the Englishman, jumped the man, knocking him cold with one blow. A car loomed up in the distance, and the men dumped the unconscious pair in the back of their car. But instead of speeding past, the machine drew up to them, and a posse headed by the mayor of Roxy took them into custody. And so at 9:00 this morning, the three find themselves none too comfortably ensconced in the city lockup.
Is the kid still asleep, Doc?
Yeah, he ain't only asleep, but he's smiling in his sleep. It's disgusting.
Well, let him alone. Anybody who can sleep on a jail bed deserves his rest.
Dadgummit, Jack, I'm a cheerful kind of cuss, and I got me a lot of faith in mankind. But if I stay in this here Roxy City dog pound another 24 hours, I'm...
Oh, I don't know. I've seen worse jails.
Now, look, Jack. We hightailed it out of Frisco to keep out of the jug. How come you're liking jailhouses so sudden?
Not all jails, just this jail.
Just another hoosegow, as far as I can see. And something else. I'm getting just a little bit tired of being shoved around by a bunch of Hicktown big shots.
Look, Doc, we all know we didn't have to take what we got last night. We could have cleaned out the mayor and his posse quicker than it takes to tell it.
Well, why didn't we?
Because there's something going on in this town. I want to find out what it is.
Why?
Maybe because I'm just curious. Maybe because I get kind of burned when I see a big gorilla taking a pot shot at a girl.
Mm-hmm. Because you're curious, we all got to join in the chorus of the prisoner song.
That's right. Until my curiosity is satisfied.
Like to bet me 50 bucks that I can't walk out of this can in a half hour?
I'll kick you so hard you'll be wearing the seat of your pants for a collar if you do.
Oh, sure, partner. I was just thinking out loud.
Well, don't.
Well, if you'd only let us get just a little bit dangerous, Jack. What kills my soul is having these here no-good chiselers are shoving us around and thinking they're getting away with it.
That's just what I want them to think. The more contempt they have, the less attention they're going to pay to us. The more we find out, the better position we'll be in when we get ready to strike.
Speaking of striking, I'd sure like to bust that chief of police. He's got the ugliest mug this side of a menagerie.
Shut up. Somebody's coming.
Which of you birds is Jack Packard?
I am.
Yeah. Well, come up to the gate.
Am I going out?
Yeah. Little party over at the mayor's office.
I'll wait till I get my coat.
Well, snap into it.
All right. I'm ready.
Now, how about me coming along, Jack?
How about you staying right where you are?
Well, bless your heart.
Cut it out, Doc. All right, let's go, policeman.
Now, take hold of the crossbar with both hands.
What's that for?
Do what I tell you.
Sure. Huh. Handcuffs, huh? I must be a pretty desperate fellow.
I don't let nobody the mayor's interested in out of his cell without the cuffs. Now then. Step out. March.
I've never walked out to meet a firing squad, but, brother, this has all the earmarks.
Now then, right in here.
Suits me.
Yeah?
Here's your party, Mayor.
Bring him in.
Right in.
So, well, why don't you sit down?
Thanks.
That's all, Sergeant. Wait outside the door.
Right.
Spend a comfortable night as guest of the city of Roxy, I hope?
You don't hope anything of the kind.
No, I don't suppose I give a hoop one way or the other.
Well, if you're through with introductory niceties, let's get down to business.
What business?
Well, that's up to you. You didn't bring me over here just to gloat over me.
Right. I want to know what you three men are doing in Roxy.
We weren't in Roxy. That is, not until you brought us here. And here's a question I'd like to ask. Do you, as mayor of Roxy, always lead your posse of police when they're out rounding up suspicious characters?
I'm asking the questions.
Well, just the same as a funny thing for a mayor to be doing. Just why are you questioning me? Where's the city attorney? Where's the chief of police?
I'm asking the questions.
Well, I'm doing a better job.
I repeat, what were you doing in the vicinity of Roxy last night?
Well, if you'd examined our so-called car, you'd notice we had a flat tire.
I did.
We were traveling through, got a flat tire, and that's all there is to it.
And I suppose the unconscious bodies of that girl and Ben Sterling climbed into the back of your car by mistake.
No, we put them there.
That's better. Confess kidnappers.
Confess grandmothers. That girl was walking down the road followed by Sterling. That's what his name is. The girl went by, and just as Sterling got in our range of vision, he pulled out a gun and took a pot shot at her.
What?
You heard me. We jumped Sterling and knocked him out. And the girl passed out, and just then your car came along, and we dumped in the back of our car, thinking you'd pass by.
That's a lie.
That's the truth.
I say it's a lie.
I say you're either dumber than you look, or else you don't want to hear the truth.
You still claim you don't know who that girl is?
I don't.
She's Phyllis Gordon.
I suppose to be impressed.
Well, at least you know who she is now.
Yeah, Phyllis Gordon. Well, who's Phyllis Gordon?
Don't you know what my name is?
No, I don't.
Gordon. Gordon, what do you think? I'm Frank Gordon, mayor of Roxy.
Oh, yeah. And Phyllis Gordon is your daughter.
Right. And Ben Sterling's one and only duty is to stick by my daughter and protect her from just such birds as you.
You mean Sterling is her guard?
So you can see where your story stands now.
Well, Gordon, all I got to say to you is that if you want your daughter in this world, you better get a new guard and get him fast.
You're going to stick to that story, then?
Haven't you talked to your daughter?
Yes. She says she was shot at, all right.
Well,
I also talked to Ben Sterling. He says she was shot at, too.
Well, he should know.
And from his story, there's every reason to believe that you or one of your men fired that shot.
Interesting. The only fly in that ointment is that you didn't find any weapons on us.
You could have ditched them.
Did you examine Sterling's gun? He had the chance while he was still unconscious.
Yes.
And you found three shots recently fired from it, didn't you?
Yes. Sterling said he returned your fire.
Well, why only three shots? If I'd been returning the fire of ambushers, I'd have emptied my gun at them.
He said you overpowered him.
He took a shot at the kid just before he was knocked out. One shot at the girl, two shots at the kid.
I'd give a lot to know whether you're lying.
Well, I'm giving you the best advice you ever had. Take that guy Sterling off your daughter.
You're talking very well for a man who's facing a murder charge.
Oh, so that's how it is.
What do you mean that's how it is?
There's more to this than showing on the surface.
If you don't already know it, there is.
Well, if I'm involved in it, maybe I better know a little more.
All right, try this. There's a roadhouse about 100 yards from where we picked you three men up.
A roadhouse? I saw it from the road, but I thought it was an old farmhouse.
It's a roadhouse. Last night, my daughter went out there with a young fella she's been going around with. A boy named Arthur Young.
Well, what about Ben Sterling?
He trailed him in a second car.
Maybe I'm a little bit curious, but will you tell me why the daughter of the mayor needs a bodyguard?
That hasn't anything to do with what happened last night. Phyllis and the boy were just leaving the dance floor when somebody outside shot through a window and killed Young.
Nice town you have here, Mayor.
Phyllis ran out of the place and Ben Sterling went after her. And I'm convinced that the same man who shot Arthur Young shot at my daughter.
Well, in that case, you better lock up Ben Sterling fast.
Ben Sterling is one of my most trusted henchmen.
Then Ben Sterling's not only double-crossing you, but knifing you in the back. If you think he's not, you're not long for this world.
I still think you're lying.
Well, where's Ben Sterling now?
In a cell down at the jail.
Well, why, if I'm lying? Look, have they got the bullet that killed the boy?
Yes.
And Sterling's gun?
Sterling's gun disappeared.
What's that? You had it last night.
I locked it in my desk drawer. You can see for yourself the drawer's been forced.
And you still think I'm lying?
Looky here, Packard. You're an old hand at this game.
What gives you that impression?
I've handled too many greenhorns in my time not to know the real thing when I see it.
So what?
So I'd like to make you a proposition.
With a cop outside the door and handcuffs on my wrist, you want to make me a proposition.
You accept my proposition and we'll forget all that.
Yeah, well, talk fast but distinctly.
I'm offering you the job as bodyguard for my daughter.
What's that mean?
Just that. Bodyguard to Phyllis Gordon.
It doesn't make sense.
You don't think so?
One minute you threaten me with murder charges and the next you invite me to guard your daughter.
If I'm satisfied, what have you got to lose?
You know, Mayor, the more I hear about your lovely town of Roxy, the more I'm inclined to think that something's boiling way down underneath.
I've made you an offer. Are you going to accept it?
And one of these days, the whole mess is going to blow up.
I've got other things to do besides talk with you. What's your answer?
Mayor, Miss Phyllis Gordon has got herself a new bodyguard.
Are you thinking of eating extra vitamins? It's a good idea, this time of the year especially. Studies show a great many people are not getting enough vitamins from their regular meals. But remember, it makes a difference how you get your vitamins. Sometimes people may not get the full good of the vitamins they do eat. But now, there's a way to get vitamins in more helpful form. It's to eat the new Flashman's High Vitamin Yeast. This new yeast is richer than ever in 4 essential vitamins. And by acting to tone up slow digestion, this yeast can help the body make fuller use of the vitamins and other foods you eat. 2 cakes a day of Flashman's new high vitamin yeast supply all the extra vitamins A, B, and D the average person needs. Also, an abundant supply of vitamin G. Eat 1 cake a half hour before breakfast or lunch, another cake a half hour before supper. Keep this up and see if you don't feel more energetic. And if you're not bothered less with bad colds.